You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Philip Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win was 19-20, now 6-5. Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 20-1. That's been enhanced to 33-1. I don't know if I can resist, Tom, not backing that at 33-1, Defoe to score and Sunderland to win. Biggest prize we've seen this season, I think, 16-1,
yeah.
Sunderland.
Yeah, it's right up there, isn't it? They've turned the corner, though, haven't they? What, two wins on the spin?
Yeah.
They've got that little bit of a confidence booster. And actually, you know, all of a sudden, Victor Anichebe is putting in his two performances that he probably puts in every sort of 5 years. Because, you know, they've kind of been a bit more functional, haven't they? And David Moyes has kind of taken a little bit back to basics, but I'm not going to read too much into those victories. You know, I think they caught a Bournemouth side that they kind of bullied, and Hull City are just awful last week. And Hull City had a few chances in that game, but, you know, it was a routine win for them. I just don't think this is the game. This is the kind of fixture that's going to save Sunderland. So it's a free go, isn't it? And I think some managers might be a little bit ambitious here and think, actually, the best way to tackle Liverpool, given the squad of players I've got at my disposal, is probably to try and give it a go. Now, there's one thing trying, there's another thing being able to do it. And Sunderland don't have the personnel with the injuries they've got to go toe-to-toe at Liverpool. Now, not many teams do, but I just know in David Moyes, as we all do, he's going to go there and try and shut up shop. Now, every team has done that so far at Anfield, pretty much, and not many have actually survived, you know, Manchester United being a rare exception. And given the quality of players they've got versus Sunderland, I can't give Sunderland a prayer here. But I'm going for Coutinho here. This is a player I don't need to tell anybody about how good he is, but he's in form, and that's what I'm interested in. He scored 5 in his last 6 for club and country, 3 in his last 4 at Anfield, and he's exactly the kind of player that Sunderland have struggled to deal with this season. Somebody who just pulls in between the lines, midfield and defence. They don't have anyone who really picks those guys up, and I think Coutinho is going to be a big threat for them. So I like the enhanced odds there of a Coutinho goal and a Liverpool win at 6-5. I'll be playing that.
Is it a false dawn, do you think, for Sunderland, Derek? They've made their move maybe earlier than we anticipated. They've won back-to-back games, and they're looking to win 3 successive Premier League matches for the first time since May 2014. They can't go to Anfield and win, can they?
Well, they regularly go to Anfield and not lose. You know, they've played Liverpool 15 times at Anfield in the Premier League, and they've drawn 8 of them. That's quite an incredible record, considering they've been useless for, you know, 15 seasons, and Liverpool have been, you know, a little bit better than that. So it is an unbelievable record. Most of those 15 seasons have been spent with Liverpool having 98% of the ball and struggling to break them down. This season, under Jurgen Klopp, that's not a failing. You could level at Liverpool. I mean, you know, they made the teams from they are. I'm thinking of that Watford game a few weeks ago, one or two others. But still sticking in my memory is the game against West Brom, when they looked as though they were going to murder them and were left hanging on for dear life at Anfield in a 2-1 win. You know, that could happen this time round, because Sunderland, they get a couple of breaks with the way Defoe and Ichebe are firing in goals. You can see them scoring, particularly against that Liverpool back line. It's a difficult one to call this. What I'm thinking here is that because Liverpool are so short, 2-11, you don't normally get prices like that now in the Premier League. I remember saying a few weeks ago, those days of Hull winning at Arsenal, I think it was at 20-1, have long gone. Well, now you're getting 16-1 about a Premier League side that's just won 2 matches. I don't think that's ever happened. I mean, that is, on the face of it, a big price. Liverpool have got a Carling Cup now, whatever you call it these days, in midweek. I'm pretty sure that won't be uppermost on their minds. So they'll be giving Sunderland their full attention. But it troubles me, this fixture. I've been against Liverpool a few times when they're short prices. Okay, I've been made to look a bit silly. But anyone backing Sunderland here, you wouldn't get any arguments from me. In fact, I'm going to look at Sunderland with a 2-goal start here at 8-5.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.